Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Again, Odyssey Station. Download that Odyssey app. Everything we do, all the news that you need, powered by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. It's just as if Gabe Kapler knew what we were going to be talking about. Here it is. He's talking about, it's great to be here, but we still got to deal with the Dodgers on our heels. Hear it, Cap.
That's who we've been all year long. I don't think tonight changes our personality at all. We've been pretty good about enjoying a victory and then turning the page and getting ready for tomorrow's game. That's not to say that this isn't a little bit different than any other win, but I will say we have been very consistent at getting ready for the next step. And I think that's where we'll be probably in an hour.
They got work to do. They still got. Now, was that the not letting up with the Dodgers on their heels, or was that the subdued on-field celebration? I know we got two for Kapler. Give me the other one.
I think this is a pretty focused and even-keeled team. I mean, you've got quite a few World Series champions in that room, and people who understand that this is, you know, one step in the direction that we want to go, but not the ultimate goal. And I thought it was celebrated appropriately by our group on the field, and probably a little rowdier and, you know, kind of getting after it a little bit more in the clubhouse, which is, you know, one good way to do it.
Yeah. And look, we'll talk a little bit more a little bit later on in the show about, you know, I will sound like an old man shaking his fist at a cloud. I think that the over celebrating, because here's the deal. You knew that you were going to be a playoff team for a long time here. Being a playoff team really isn't the X marks the spot of regular season accomplishment, even though it is. I mean, here's the thing. I can tell that you're lying a little bit, like, yeah, we thought we were going to be this coming out of spring training. If you thought you were going to be this, why are you so excited about it? You should have seen it and felt it coming then, if that were the deal. But if they do win the West, that will be worthy of, like, we're going to pop a few corks here in the clubhouse. Because holding off the juggernaut that is the defending World Series champs, who have won, what, the West 9 years in a row now? Like, it is, or they're eight and they're going for nine, whatever it is. The Dodgers have been winning this damn division for a very, very long time. And if the Giants do take that from LA, and they will have taken it from them. I mean, they will have stole their cookies if they end up doing this. Go ahead and pop your champagne then. Before we start talking about what you do in your postseason. To me, old school Damon, you get to pop the champagne when you punch your ticket to the World Series. And then, of course, you win the World Series. You get to go bonkers. But it's a world that needs all the viral video it can get. So plenty of viral video to be found. And a man who was in there, Alex Pavlovich, in that clubhouse last night, will be joining us around 4:30 today. This is a 94-50 team. It's the best record through 144 games in San Francisco history. It is the best overall franchise record since World War I. I mean, when you say World War II, that's really impressive. Since World War I. Come on.
Spoiler alert, we won. But talking about the celebration, that is a holdover – from one of Bruce Bochy's most closely held tenets, which is every chance you have to celebrate, you celebrate. Because one, you don't know when the next one's coming. And two, you want to get used to the feeling. Because when they celebrated every other time during Bochy's tenure as manager, it was not only with his blessing, but almost with his insistence that they go full hog to enjoy it, you know, within the confines of the clubhouse.
Here's the thing, though,
Ray. He believes in that, and the holdovers from those three world championship teams, they believe in it, too.
Yeah.
So I got no problem with it.
Look, I guess, you know, as Bochy says, so we all go. But it's not just the Giants that do this. It's not just like it's their little tradition because Bruce Bochy put a little bow on it.
Right,
Every team does this now. Every team does it, and they do it for the viral videos and to trend and all this stuff. And you can see half the clubhouse is in that clubhouse. You know, the young guys, the guys who are that first time popping it are really, really into it. The vets a little less into it because they still know how much more is coming. But it, you know, look, it fine. I they're allowed to like it, and I'm allowed to say it's a little premature celebration because there's still so much more work to be done. I mean, it's just massive, massive, massive to win the West. Like, I don't know how you win the World Series without winning the West. Like, that's how important I think it is. That's how important I think it is. Yeah, you might get that. Oh, and they won the wild card game and everything was gravy after that. And I know that they've done that before, but I wouldn't mess with it this time around, man. If you are the best team, be the best team, be the best team the whole gosh darn way through.
I 100% agree with that part of what you're saying, that all the pressure remains firmly on their shoulders to win the West. And you know, look, of course, anything's possible, but the odds of winning the World Series drop dramatically if they end up in the wild card game, maybe as much for the Giants as for any team that's going to be in the playoffs. So I'm 100% with you, and that's kind of why I think they ought to have some fun. Because as Kapler says, like, he doesn't have any concerns about this team losing the thread because they had too much fun tonight. They're going to be ready today, even though, you know, Tyler Rogers might have had 6-7 Bud Lights last night. The issue is, you got to, like, release it sometimes. It's been a tense year. They've been winning at a higher rate than they've basically ever won in franchise history, and they still have these sons of guns right on their tails. So I imagine there's been plenty of pressure and plenty of intensity. Letting loose one night, I feel like, is more opening the steam valve a little bit as you head into the most important stretch of the season than it is over-celebrating an accomplishment.
I'll be interested to see what the starting lineup is tonight, because normally the night after a clinch is the night you sit everybody. Maybe because they're hungover, maybe because it's just been a long season. I don't think that is a luxury that they necessarily can indulge in, so I'd like to see what their lineup is when it comes out.
Yeah, it better be ready to beat the San Diego Padres, because tonight the Dodgers are playing the definitely going to lose Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, I mean, so there is no room to take your foot off the gas pedal for a minute around here.
Well, if the lineup is the one that MLB posted, and you can never be too sure. It's LaStella, Belt, Posey, Wade, Crawford, Bryant, Yastrzemski, Duggar, DeSclafani, which pretty much sounds like what the A-team would be on this game if it were 3 days ago.
Yeah, no, tonight the Padres will play the San Francisco Giants.
That's right. That is also what my sources are saying. The San Francisco Giants will be in full flush, Buster Posey included, when they take on the Padres tonight. And Jake Arrieta, who, you know, would be tough if this was 4 or 5 years ago.
Jake Arrieta now sucks. I mean, that's not even being, you know, you're allowed to make fun of your brother, the Manning broadcast. I love Jake Arrieta for a moment in time. He did things on the north side. But that's over now, man. He is just not who he used to be. And Anthony DeSclafani's got a very good chance to go out and win this ball game, and they need to. The Giants have won 8 straight, but you can't even put a slip of paper in between them and the distance they got on the frickin' Dodgers. Farhan was talking about how this whole thing has pretty much been in his mind as a doable thing since he took the job, and he said, look, we had ball games to win, not a team to rebuild.
Just a testament to the veteran group of players that we had. Like you mentioned, I think there was some notion that this team was due for a rebuild, and we never used that word because we just believed in that core group of veteran players that we have. They're winners. They've all won championships and had a lot of success. And, you know, for us to be able to build around them and bring in a lot of guys that complement them well, that's kind of created the group and the culture that we have today that's been so successful to this point. Obviously, there's still a long way for us to go.
Stop lying. I mean, I love you.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, come on, dude. Come on. The plan wasn't to rebuild? What are you talking about? The plan wasn't to rebuild. This is almost, but for three dudes, a completely flipped over, nothing is the same than it was 2 years ago lineup. I mean, come on, man.
See, like, hold on.
Say the word out loud. It's okay. You did have massive success earlier than you thought you would.
I don't think he's lying. I think he's playing a semantic trick because, like you said, that they are rebuilding. But I think what he means here is he never felt like it was a teardown. He felt like it was a remodel, not a teardown. And I actually believe him because there's an element to this that also involves the cockiness of the general manager. Like Farhan, to get to the position that he's in, he has a lot of self-belief. And I think he truly believed, and I have a longer thought on this that I'll get to after the break, but I think he thought, I can fix these guys. I think he did think, they're winners, they've been a little down, but I can fix them, and I can stream in the rest of the team on the fly, and we can compete. I think he really believed that.
I also think you can just admit, yeah, I believed, but there's a lot of things that people believe that don't just happen because you believed in it. You know, you still actually need to go out and do it in sports, and sports literally dunks on what people believe and what GMs believe is the right team to put together all the time. Well-built teams fail miserably all the time, and this is a team that a lot of people argued really wasn't even built very well. Well, look at all these one-year deals for these pitchers and what Darren Ruff and Lamont Wade Jr. What's that going to get you? It got you an unbelievable baseball team. We take a quick break. We got Alex Pavlovich coming up at 4:30 here on 95.7 The Game. So stay with us. Much more around the corner, and be listening to the Morning Roast weekdays between 7 and 8 a.m. Caller number 3 is going to get a chance to win a trip to Disneyland and the whole resort shebangabang. So be listening between 7 and 8 a.m. to our morning show for a chance to go to Walt Disney World. For any details, visit 957thegame.com. Damon Ratto and Kolsky, 957 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky. We're going to get to Alex Pavlovich soon enough to talk about the scene in the clubhouse last night as the Giants punched their ticket to the postseason. I want to go back to both Farhan cuts, if we could, please, here, Grandy. Let's start with the one that we were just hearing already when he said there was never an intention to rebuild this program, rebuild this team. That wasn't what he was thinking when he sat down to take the job.
It's just a testament to the veteran group of players that we had. Like you mentioned, I think there was some notion that this team was due for a rebuild, and we never used that word because we just believed in that core group of veteran players that we have. They're winners. They've all won championships and had a lot of success, and you know, for us to be able to build around them and bring in a lot of guys that complement them well, that's kind of created the group and the culture that we have today that's been so successful to this point. Obviously, there's still a long way for us to go.
And look, I think you're right. I'm getting into a semantics argument with a man much smarter than I. But if I sodium pentothaled Farhan right now and said, coming into this year, which did you think was honestly more likely, that both Brandon's and Buster would have the best years of their career as they looked like they were running out of gas last time we saw just about everybody in the room, or that you would be trading one of those three guys to see what you could get back because it was time to start turning the page from the older guard to the new? I guarantee you he would have much more thought that it was going to be a trade of somebody then. Yeah, Crawford and Brandon Belt were both going to have career home run single season totals, and Buster Posey would flirt with MVP memories all gosh darn season long. Like, that is where, you know, yeah, you had veteran guys who looked like they had forks sticking out of their backs until they didn't.
I think what we're really talking about here, and it is all semantic, was if the Giants had enough supplies in their farm system, Farhan would have rebuilt, but he didn't. He had to basically buy time until that rebuild happens, wherever it is down the road. And last year, they couldn't do it because they didn't have enough supplies. And this year, they couldn't do it because the players wouldn't let them. So I think he's being a little bit fast and loose with the language by saying we never thought about a rebuild. I think they've been thinking about a rebuild for a fairly long time, but circumstances and the lack of a deep farm system have prevented that from beginning yet. At some point soon, that rebuild will happen because it is the nature of every sport that eventually the guys you are employing now age out. But last year, they didn't have enough to make a rebuild make sense. And even over 60 games, how much can you rebuild? And this year, they won too much too fast to allow a rebuild, even if he wanted to. So I think it's circumstance as much as anything else.
So it's two separate things to me. Damon, I 100% agree with what you were saying just at the beginning of this segment, that, you know, if you had asked him before the season what's more likely, it's against the odds that all these guys would be this good and that they would be the best team in baseball. I'm not saying he thought that at all. I'm also, though, saying I don't know that it's just circumstances. I believe Farhan when he says, we had these guys who were winners, and I believed that they could be good again, basically. I mean, he didn't say it in those words, but that's effectively what he's saying. I believed Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt could be part of a successful team again. Because undoubtedly, he's had chances to move on from those guys. Now, they may not have been incredible chances that brought the best prospects in the world, but if you never thought they were going to be good again, you should have taken what you could get when they were 34, right? Not 36. So I believe him. And one of the reasons I believe that he had that belief is because it's actually, it's something we see and in fact talk about in sports all the time, in every sport, in all sorts of different circumstances. There's this self-confidence to GMs and coaches. And sometimes it's not justified. But I think Farhan has shown us, in his case, it is justified. I mean, we were talking about this same type of idea earlier today with the football team. Kyle Shanahan clearly believes, and for good reason, he can go ahead and grab a running back and throw him in and make him successful. And the thought is, well, let's just get the right guy into our system. And it's not going to have 100% success rate because, like I mentioned yesterday, Shanahan said the same thing about Joe Williams, and that sure didn't work. And look, Connor Joe was no great shakes in a Giants uniform. But there's no question that Farhan looks for something specific. And when he thinks he finds it, whether it's on the scrap heap, whether it's in another organization, he can look at a guy like Mike Yastrzemski, who's never had success, and say, if we just get him in our system, right? He can look at Kevin Gausman and say, boy, if we could just get him here. The Giants used to do this with pitchers with Dave Rigetti. Man, we got Rigetti. So if we could just get that guy who's got a 5.5 ERA over here, we'll get him down to 3.5, lickety split. And when you actually have the right pieces in place to make the right changes, you can do things like that. So I'm prepared to believe Farhan when he says, I looked at Crawford and Posey and Belt and said, if I can just get him in the system, we can get them back to being the type of productive players that can win. And they're bringing 3 championships worth of experience with them.
That system includes the largest assembled coaching staff in Major League, what, history? Certainly in Major League present, it's the biggest coaching staff. There were teams in baseball laughing. There were analysts laughing. Like, what do they got, a bunting coach? And then they got a squeeze bunting coach? And then they got a suicide squeeze bunting coach? And then they have a how not to bunt coach? You know, like, I mean, they were laughing. They were being mocked. There were so many heads coming together in the dugout. Like, too many chefs in the kitchen was one of the things that a lot of people said would backfire kind of on the Giants. Well, here's Farhan giving credit to a coaching staff, which has essentially revived careers like steroids.
It's a great payoff for them. And I'll say, you know, even last year, I mean, you guys know we came as close as you can to getting to the playoffs without getting there. It was really heartbreaking. So there's some validation for this group. And, you know, really happy for Gabe, obviously somebody who I've known for a long time. Nobody outworks him, and it's a great moment for him and the entire staff. And we have the best coaching staff in baseball, and they are a huge part in the success of this team. So really all thrilled right. for them.
And it pays off in every conceivable way. All the returns in terms of, you know, what do you want to be good in? Well, it's the age of where you got to just, you got to win with the long ball. Well, they've hit the second most home runs in baseball. And it's absolutely amazing that the Giants are 18 home runs shy of a franchise record with 18 games left to play. The last time they hit this many home runs without Barry Bonds in the lineup, Mel Ott was the player manager. Mel Ott died in 1958. You know, I mean, it's been a long time since they have hit the ball consistently up and down the lineup like this. And that is an awful lot of coaching, an awful lot of preparation, an awful lot of, well, we use pitching machines to prepare for specific pitchers, and we got a pitching machine that can, you know, we can set it to Max Scherzer, and then we can set it to this guy, and then we can set it to Yu Darvish, and we can just clobber him. You know, I mean, it's amazing how they have married an awful lot of hard old school baseball work with new technology, new ways, new analytics, new practices to get ready for games.
And by the way, that's exactly what Farhan said he wanted to do when he took the job. I remember that opening press conference, and that's exactly what he said. We want to marry the forward-thinking, technology-based analytics with a good sense of the game of baseball. And people were like, sure you do.
That, well, and I think the people who knew him best understood that he actually believed in that, because he believed in that in LA, because they didn't always do analytics, you know, religiously. They did a lot of them, but they also relied on the fact that the Dodgers scout really well and they have a backlog of minor league talent they still haven't found the bottom of. And also his time in Oakland sort of taught him that sometimes you simply have to make more out of less. So, I mean, I think those things are all consistent with what he's come up with. And the fact that this team, the only thing that surprises me about this team, other than its record right now, is the fact that all of a sudden they have guys who hit home runs. And nobody hits 35, but they have a bunch of guys who hit 20. And it's a fascinating way to establish a power-hitting lineup, because most teams that have this many home runs in a season, they have three or four guys who can jack a lot. The Giants don't have that. The Giants have a lot of guys at 20 and 21 and 22. You know, there's nobody there. And the trick is that none of those guys are easy to pitch around. I mean, the only team that has kept up with them home run-wise all year is Toronto. And Toronto has five guys who are going to hit 30. I mean, just they are loaded on loaded.
Right.
The Giants have done the same thing an entirely different way that I'm not sure that even Farhan could have foreseen.
And the results are extraordinary. Andrew Simon, who is a stats guy, sent this tweet out on Saturday. The team's overall winning percentage is .645. Their home winning percentage is .662. Their road winning percentage is .630. Their first half percentage was .640. Their second half percentage is .654. Every month, they've had at least a .600 winning percentage. In one-run games, they're .634. In blowouts, they're .763. In interleague games, they're .650. Against the West, they're .683. Every single one of those numbers has gone up since Saturday because they haven't lost since Saturday. As a matter of fact, the overall winning percentage right now, .653 for the team. And to talk about it and the celebration in the clubhouse last night, because I believe he was one of the few human beings not wearing a uniform allowed in there, our friend Alex Pavlovich joins us on 95.7 The Game. Alex, thank you very much. Did you get any champagne in the eyes last night?
No, I was in the hallway. I was about 30 yards away from the clubhouse, which apparently was a huge deal on Twitter. I'm told it became a big deal. But, yeah, there's no clubhouse access for us. But I did talk to a lot of guys who were soaking wet.
That's what I thought. I was like, wow, they let anybody in there? He must know people. They're still not letting media in there. And, boy, being careful with all COVID protocols now is what the Giants need to double down on, because this is the team you want to go to the postseason with. We were just going through those numbers. It's a comic level of success that no one could have anticipated. But Farhan's saying, like, we kind of anticipated this. How much do you really believe the center of truth in that?
I think they thought they were going to be pretty good. I think they thought they could compete for a playoff spot. And they do, you know, Farhan has he's told me this. He points to last year and he goes, hey, we missed it by one game. Like, if we had made the playoffs, if we won one more game that last week, it's a much different story in the offseason. And perhaps people take them a bit more seriously and say, hey, the Giants are ahead of schedule. But to go from finishing a game under 500 to, you know, what are they, 43 games above right now or something like that, it is. You hit the right word. I think it's gotten kind of funny and comical at this point because there's just no precedent for this, really. And I think I wrote a story before the season, like, what could go right for these guys? What can go wrong? And in the best-case scenario, you could see them being in that wild card chase and winning 88, 89, 90 games potentially if everything went right and competing for a spot. But the division just looks so tough. The Dodgers look so good. The Padres look so good that you couldn't picture this happening. So I do believe that there was a group in there, including the front office, that felt this team had a really good chance to make the playoffs and potentially surprise some people and win the West. But to be where they're at right now on pace for 106 wins, they didn't see this coming.
How much of this do you think is a result of the National League in general being sort of an odd lot of teams in which there are three teams that are elite or close to it, you know, several that are average to slightly above average, and then a bunch of teams that just aren't very good. I mean, did that help create the record we're looking at right now?
It did, because they've certainly done a really nice job against bad teams, and we've seen, you know, the Diamondbacks have been really helpful this year in helping them just wash off a bad series somewhere else. They go to Arizona and they take three or four. Arizona comes in here and helps get them going. So I think we saw on that last road trip too. But at the same time, like, the Dodgers lost two of three to the Rockies at home. The Rockies got swept by the Giants, and then they went and took three or four from the Phillies. They had a good series against the Braves right before that. So these bad teams, you still have to take care of business. And I think that's what stands out in that tweet. What was so incredible about it, this team really does just come in every single day and take care of business. And they've lost games, and they've had some bad losses, but you're going to have that, and they come in the next day, and they're ready to go. And to me, the biggest way to understand what's going on this season is to look at what happened during that Dodgers series, the fact that they did not feel like they had to move Kevin Gausman and Logan Webb up to pitch in that series because they view every game the same as every other game, and they didn't make that weekend a huge deal. They knew that it was going to be a big deal to the fans, but they said, look, all 162 games mean the same thing. Gabe Kapler said that over and over again, and they've really handled it that way. And I know it's a cliche, but, I mean, this is just a group that literally comes in day after day ready to go. And over 162 games, that has led to a lot of success.
You mentioned even they are probably surprised by just how good they are. As someone who's, you know, watching this team as closely as anyone, what aspect of their success this year has been the thing that shocked you the most?
Ooh, that's a good question. Early on I was saying the starting pitching because I thought that was potentially the thing that would derail this team. I'm not surprised by Logan Webb's success, but I always thought he was going to be a pretty good pitcher. But I guess I'm a little surprised just the way it all went down that he, you know, was not much of a factor early on, and they had three guys who were pitching like all-stars, and then all of a sudden you have some trouble. And here comes Logan Webb to save the day. So it has just been kind of perfect for him. But in general, I think I would probably just point to the fact that it's just so deep. I mean, I knew coming into the season this was a deep roster, but it's pretty incredible when you get this late in the year and you see what Darren Ruff has done and is still doing. You see what Wade has done and is still doing. I mean, they just haven't – none of these guys have been exposed. None of these guys have really taking a step backwards. I think, you know, the biggest ones are probably Yastrzemski and Dickerson. And even there, I mean, yes, it's 23 home runs. So it's like people are viewing that as a down year for them. I think the fact that they have been able to have so many guys be this successful has been a little bit of a surprise because you could see it happening. If you tell me that, like, two of the Brandons and Buster Posey and Evan Longoria have a bounce back year, you could see that. But for all four of them to do what they've done and for all of these guys that they picked up to do what they've done, even down to somebody like Cairo Estrada, like, it's pretty incredible that they just have gotten contributions from every corner of the roster.
So, Alex Pavlovich, our guest here, and this is a dirty word. You're not allowed to say it around baseball anymore, but this team has hit home runs, like they're all on a little bit of steroids, okay? And they're not saying that they are, but they have obviously a pregame routine which has turned the powerless into powerful. Can you put your finger on the routine, the one specific element? I know that there are a lot of things that go into the ointment, but is there a specific element of the pregame preparation routine that has turned the powerless into powerful?
I think I would point to the coaching staff. I think I would point to Donnie Ecker and Justin Dealey and Dustin Lind. And
fair enough, but what are they specifically? Is there a specific element to the preparation that they have focused on that you think is the catalyst to this?
Yeah, I think they just, you know, this sounds really simplistic. They just have an incredible plan every night. And I can't tell you how many times this year I have had a guy walk up to me during BP or, before a game and say, like, hey, watch what we do on this specific pitch from this guy. It happened yesterday. Somebody told me, like, watch what we do to this pitch from Yu Darvish. And they just have a very specific plan every single game. They know exactly which pitch, down to which count. I mean, which pitch they're going to get in which count and how they're going to attack that. And, it is a basic thing, but it's really hard to actually figure out where you want to go with that. Pitchers are changing all the time. Game plans are changing all the time. They just do an incredible job of preparing these guys. And then once the team starts to adjust in-game, they are able to make the adjustment. I mean, last night you could see it. They were early on swinging at Darvish's slider. He starts going to the fastball, and then Yastrzemski hits one out. So I think for me it's just the plan that they have going into every game. And obviously it is a very complex plan that, hours and hours, and a ton of people are going into it. But that would be the simplest way I could put it, is I just think every night they have a perfect plan against that night's pitcher.
If Alex Wood isn't right by the start of the postseason, does Dominic Leone become the fourth starter in an opener game, or do you think Gabe Kapler is a little leery of that?
No, I don't think they're leery at all. I mean, they did it twice against the Dodgers, so I think I actually, watching last night, I mean, I kind of had the same thought. I don't think that's a bad way to go through it, and I don't think it's something they would announce. But, the postseason, you do have that game off after the second game. You have a game off after the fifth game in those long series. So if you are in a position where you got good work out of Gausman and Webb and you got, five, six innings maybe out of DeSclafani in game three, I don't think that's a bad way to go through it, because they've had a lot of success, especially with Leone, Garcia, Alvarez, Littell, kind of getting them into the late innings. And I think they could do that in a postseason, and some of these guys could stretch out to three innings. So they could probably get pretty deep into a game with some of their better relievers.
Alex, to say the least, the conversations we thought we were going to have with you have gone in a completely opposite direction all year long. This has been a lot of fun, man. Let's keep it up. Thank you very much. And it's almost a blessing that the Dodgers are chasing them, isn't it? They got to stay head on a swivel, level frosty the whole way through. There is no letting off the gas.
I think so. I mean, first of all, it's just a ton of fun. Like, it's a better story this way. And if they end up winning the West and do it against the Dodgers team that lives up to expectations and wins 103 games, but then loses to a rival that wins 105 or something like that, I think that makes a better story. But I don't think this is a group that would have lost focus regardless, but this does make it a little bit easier. Just keep your foot on the gas pedal. And I'll tell you, they came in today with their foot on the gas pedal again. I mean, I'm watching them right now. This is a focused group, and a group that has every intention of going out there and winning every game the rest of the season and trying to win the West. And I think that's a good thing. And, it'll set them up well, because there is some time off if you win the division before that first playoff game. But they're going to be going in with a full head of steam if they're able to win the West.
Alex, thank you so much. That's our guy, Alex Pavlovich on 95.7 The Game. I think we blew him away. We don't thank him enough. So he was like, wow, we're getting a thank you out of these guys, finally.
These ungrateful
radio hosts. It's about time I got a little credit around here for good calls every time we give him a call. Thanks again to Alex Pavlovich on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Demon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Been a fun Tuesday so far. It really has been. Whenever anyone gets to quote Jeff Spicoli on the show, I like that an awful lot too. Rockin_NewEra84, a very good Twitter friend of the show. He interacts an awful lot with the program, and we thank you so much for listening. He said, like, basically Farhan Zaidi is like Jeff Spicoli. He just looked at this and thought, I can fix it. Yeah, I mean, there is a little Jeff Spicoli. I can fix it. I think there's a little Jeff Spicoli in every single human being who's ever elevated to the position of general manager. That's what you think you can do. I've got ideas that are better than the last guy's ideas, and if I'm able to pick my talent, I can fix it. And then there's an awful lot of sports that get in the way. Tip of the cap to somebody who just weighed in on the text line as well. So you got to sign these things on the text line so I can give you credit, like the good Twitter saying, Damon, you know, sports don't rebuild teams. They reveal them. Yeah, I mean, it has been a revealing year for the San Francisco Giants in so many different ways. And that brings me to another text here. And Ray and Matt, I think this is really interesting as we start to kind of focus back on the Niners and the NFL. The texter says, you know, Shanahan gets accused of being arrogant or cocky also. We were talking about how Farhan, you know, just won't admit to, yeah, there's a little luck involved. Shanahan gets accused of being arrogant or cocky also. Do you see some parallels in that these are both teams in which, quote unquote, the system or the architect is as important as the players in it in terms of versatility? For the 49ers, Shanahan believes in an outside zone run offense coupled with an elite defensive line. Like, that is his formula. And obviously, Farhan has his formula. Is there an element of being accused of arrogance that isn't really arrogance there? And to that, I concede, yeah, absolutely, I think there is.
That's true of virtually every successful person in the world, right? Like, arrogance is it arrogance if you're right?
Right.
That's like it's an age-old philosophical question. But by the way, not just those two teams. How is Andrew Wiggins and the Warriors not the same thing?
No, they're all
just
the same.
Get them in our system.
Yeah, they're all the same thing. The fact is, there isn't a coach or general manager in any sport who isn't profoundly arrogant about what they know and what they believe. The difference is the ones who get noticed are the ones whose arrogance is rewarded. I mean, Kyle Shanahan would be the same guy if he were trying to make the Detroit Lions good. It's just that nobody would take it as seriously or notice it nearly as much. I just think it's, you know, that's part and parcel of having the job and having been hired by somebody who absolutely wants you to be that. You know, nobody wants a general manager or a manager or a head coach who's a little skittish in public, or who's, you know, doesn't want to call guys out, or who doesn't want to insist that the way they believe things should be done that way. So I think it's, to the extent that it's arrogance, yes, absolutely. I think that's a, that's something that either is or very much ought to be in everybody's toolbox.
Everyone believes they can. The question in sports is, did you? And for the amount of didn't do it so outweighs the did do it that I guess, yeah, you got to get arrogance in there. And maybe that's not even the right word, just belief. I know what I can do. I think I've got the right plan. And my plan is just a little bit better than that guy's plan. Part of the plan that I think that you were bringing up, Ray, with Farhan and the way that he's seen this from both sides of the teeter-totter. Like, it's great if you know how to be successful frugally, like so often the Oakland A's have been, where Farhan started. And then to be able to go to the French Laundry and be able to order whatever you want and see what a really incredible meal that you're going to spend a lot on costs and how you go about doing that, to be able to see it from both angles has really turned Farhan into a guy that is the perfect general manager for the Giants, because they're a team that would like to win as much as they can without going overboard spending, but is willing to go overboard spending when they believe the player is the right player to do so. And that's going to bring us back to Chris Bryant. Do you think Chris Bryant is a San Francisco Giant next year? This is not a Scott Boras question.
If it's not a Scott Boras question, then yes. But since it is a Scott Boras question, and which is unavoidable, I think that's a coin flip. Because what Bryant has done here has only caused other teams to pay attention to him, the upcoming free agent dance. So if it's up to him and all the money is the same everywhere, yeah, I think he's coming back. The question is whether the money's the same.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with a single thing Ray said, including the part about a coin flip. I think that's about right. But if you made me lean, I'd lean towards staying. Just because it does seem to work. I do think Chris Bryant, having just gone through what he went through with the Cubs, understands the value of a front office that remains committed to nothing other than winning. And I think, you know, if you were to compare where the Cubs were at a few and where the Giants were at and how they handled their sort of stars that whose light may not have been shining as bright anymore, there's good reason to prefer to be a part of the Giants organization, right? So I if you made me lean, I would say that Chris Bryant's experience will make him appreciate what he has as a Giant just a tiny bit more, and that makes me lean towards him staying.
By the way, Brandon Belt in the clubhouse afterwards was asked, is it more fun clinching at this point in your career or when you were all the way at the beginning of career and rookie? Here's what Brandon Belt had to say.
I'd say it's probably more fun for me now. You know, the first few times or the first time you go through it, you're kind of in a daze, I guess. Everything's a little overwhelming. But now I get to kind of sit back and watch everybody enjoy this. And, you know, there's a lot of guys in there that have never been to the playoffs in the big leagues. So it's a special moment, and it's awesome to watch them go through it.
I'll tell you what's been pretty funny to watch is Brandon Belt unleash the dry sense of humor that he's got. In terms of, I'm the captain, the team listens to the alpha male, I'm the alpha male in the room, and alpha male gets off the bus first, gets off the plane first. I mean, and he is sticking to the bit. He's committed to it. And it's been hysterical. He was asked once again about the duct tape. Actually, I don't even think that was duct tape. That was electrical tape about the Captain C that showed up on his jersey in Chicago.
Honestly, I wasn't going to wear it, but the entire team told me to. And when Cap told me that I cannot take it off, that's when I kind of went, full on with it. And it was a lot of fun. I'm just glad it ended up working out. If I struck out four times, it wouldn't have been that great.
Correct. Success. It's a part of everything you do in terms of getting away with it in sports. There is no doubt about it.
And the Giants are undefeated with Belt as a captain, so.
You can't argue with undefeated. It's impossible exactly. to argue with undefeated.
The king of Home Depot.
Electrical tape. It's all you. Anyone can be a captain with electrical tape.
And the one thing that can be said about Brandon Belt for someone who is not sort of outwardly demonstrative, at least in the public, he is more than game for goofing around in the clubhouse. I mean, he signed on to the giraffe thing willingly because his teammates sort of made fun of it and just said, go with it. And he's gone with it. And so he's going with this. I mean, yeah, if he'd struck out four times, he probably wouldn't look as good, but he'd still wear the tape.
It's called confidence. Self-confidence. Keyword, self in self-confidence. So an unbelievable season for the Giants officially broke the tape. They're in the postseason, the first team in baseball to officially reach it. And when you go and you click on your standings, they're the first team up there with the little Z, which indents them in the standings more than anyone else. And it's crazy. This team can conceivably win 105, 106 games and finish second in the National League West. It ain't over. It ain't even close to being over. Dodgers in Arizona tonight, which means you got to go out and beat Jake Arrieta tonight, Anthony DeSclafani. It'd be a lot cooler if you did. That's for sure. One other note, because we haven't mentioned them all show, the A's have lost two straight, but at least they've got Frankie Montas going in KC tonight. That's about as good news as they've had lately, because Oakland has slipped to third now in the American League West. They've got the Mariners and the other three teams who aren't the Rays in the American League East in front of them in the wild card standings. And one more note on Seattle. Jeff Passan said that the T-Mobile Park, formerly Safeco, is going to be hosting the 2023 All-Star Game next year. The All-Star Game is going to be at Dodger Stadium. So there you go.
It amuses me because the Mariners put out a thing earlier today, said big announcement Thursday, as though that was going to hold for 2 days.
Yeah. Passan will have that up in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Any day.
Never tempt fate.
Amen. Belt is the hashtag daddy of the clubhouse. Again, that plays very well in this town. We'll take it. No doubt. So, look, we got so much going on in this segment. We want to get to all of it. Unfortunately, part of what's going on in this segment is the bad news of what happened to Raheem Mostert. Raheem Mostert, we knew that he was going to be shelved for about 6 weeks with a procedure on the knee, which has turned all the way into surgery on the knee, and that means Raheem Mostert is going to miss the entire season, which is not good news for Raheem Mostert and hopefully won't turn into really bad news for the San Francisco 49ers. They've got an interesting mix of young guys, and that's kind of the only mix that they've got in their running back room right now. And by the way, before we go any further, welcome to your 5 o'clock hour.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.